Start off my message. Let's turn to Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. A while ago, I heard or read this question somewhere. If God said yes to everything that you prayed for this past week, how would you or the world be different? If God said yes to everything that you prayed for this past week, how would the world or how would you be different? And that was very convicting for me, and I was very inspired to spend more time in prayer and to get to know God better. God is an almighty God, and there's approximately 8 billion people in this world, and yet God has a special interest in each one of our lives, and He longs to hear from each one of us. He wants a connection. He wants to hear from each one of us. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. I'm amazed at the fact that God wants to hear from each one of us. Prayer is a very powerful thing. I read a quote, "You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed," by John Bunyan. You can do more than pray after you have prayed, but you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed. Another quote, "Prayer does not change God, but it does change us." God loves when we confide in Him, and I'm sure sometimes when we're holding on to stuff that we don't want to let go, God's like, "Give it to me. I want to take care of that. Give it to me. Let go. I want to give you peace." But we hold on to it, and God wants to take care of it, but He won't unless we ask Him. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." There is no need to carry your burden alone. There's a quote I read somewhere that says, "Prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders." Prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders. Now we'll switch gears slightly to praying for others. James 5:16. "Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I was thinking about this recently. I was thinking, if I pray for a brother, does that really make a difference in his life? Does that really change anything? And I thought along these lines, if I had children, and one of them came to me and expressed his concerns to me about his brother, I would be like, "Wow, that's great that you care enough for your brother to come to me and to intercede for your brother." I would be thrilled to hear that. And I think God is the same way. When we intercede for our brother, when we intercede for him, when we love him enough to pray for him, I think God hears that, and I believe it makes a difference. Sometimes there's not a lot we can do for a loved one, but we can always pray for him. And we can know that we are heard. It makes a difference in their lives. And I believe God loves that. God always has time for us. Sometimes when I feel like I want to talk with people, I hold back because I feel like, oh, they're too busy. They don't have time for me. and I hold back and I don't talk to them. And it's really encouraging to me to know that God is not too busy for us. He always has time. We can always go to him and talk with him and find encouragement in him. What you do in private will show in public. In Matthew 6:6, Jesus tells us to go into our closet to pray and to not do it for honor or to do it to show off. But if you spend time in private with God, it will show in public. Why does God want us to pray? Is it because his benefit, he needs us? No, it's because it's for our benefit. God has us pray. God wants us to pray because it's all for us. It's for our benefit. It's not for our benefit. It's not for his benefit, but it's for ours. And I've been really blessed by praying more. God definitely has answered some prayer. An example is, it's amazing how God works. I was praying for a job, and Jeremiah was praying for a worker, and God brought us together, and it's been great. Praise God. Another point on praying for others, the more you pray for someone, the more you will love them. So if you want to love someone more, just start praying for them. There's a song I've been meditating on. It's called The Place Only We Know. I'll just read the lyrics. When bending turns to break, I've taken more than I can take. And life keeps throwing punches left and right. When I'm getting by but barely, ain't seeing things too clearly. And my heart could use somewhere to run and hide. I know a place where the world and all its noise fades away in the sound of a still small voice calls to me, come rest my weary soul. And you meet me in the place only we know. It's where I tell you every secret, every wound and every weakness, and I smile to think how you already knew. It's where I carry my confessions and give thanks for the blessing of knowing broken things can be made new. Yeah, I know the place where the world and all its noise fades away in the sound of a still small voice. Calls to me, come and rest your weary soul. Well, sometimes I shake my fists, sometimes I raise my hands, sometimes I sing a song of praise, and sometimes I just can't. Sometimes I hear an answer, most times I hear be still. Oh, but every time I'm there with you, my empty cup gets filled. And it ain't a somewhere, and it ain't a far off somewhere. It only takes a prayer to get there. Because you're right beside me everywhere I go with an open invitation for me to keep escaping to the place only we know. I'll meet you in the place only we know. And I want to encourage you today to pray. It will change your life. And if there's someone that you're praying for, don't give up. Prayer makes a difference. And you are heard. Don't give up. The veil is rent. The privilege is ours. So let's pray and be assured that we are heard.